fact that we are sinners, God has planned a way by which sinners can be saved.
那第三章后面就开始讲到说，虽然我们是罪人，可是神他对我们有一个计划，这个计划是要让我们可以得救。
And that if we believe in Jesus, then through faith, God can accept us.
如果我们凭着信心来相信耶稣，神，上帝就可以接纳我们。
So then what happens in chapters 4 through 6 is the Apostle Paul begins to deal with a question that Jewish people would have on their mind.
所以啊, 4到6章, 保罗就开始讲到犹太人心中会有的疑问。
If salvation has always been by faith, then what about these two very important people in Jewish history? What about David? What about Abraham?
如果说这个,
salvation by faith.
Mm-hmm.
如果得救是因着信心才能得救，那大卫跟亚伯拉罕他们关于他们两个人的榜样怎么样？我们可以从大卫跟亚伯拉罕这两个人身上学到怎么样具备那个信心呢？
So concerning Abraham, Abraham is said to be the father of everyone who believes, not just the father of the Jewish people, but the father of Gentiles who believe in Jesus because Abraham believed God and God counted that to him as righteousness.
这边讲到说亚伯拉罕他因信就称义，所以凡是相信神、相信耶稣的人，就算是亚伯拉罕的后代，不只是犹太人，只要凡是相信的人。
Then in chapter 5, Romans tells us that all those who believe in Jesus have special benefits that have come to them.
那第五章讲到说，所有相信耶稣的人都可以得到一个好处。
If we believe in Jesus, then God looks at us as if we have never sinned. He credits Jesus' righteousness to us.
如果我们相信耶稣的话，上帝就算我们为义，就把耶稣的义放在我们身上。
And because of that, we have joy.
因为这样的缘故，我们就可以有喜乐。
So last week I spoke about that joy from John chapter 17.
所以上礼拜我讲约翰福音17章，谈到这种这个喜乐。
But the amazing thing about Romans 5 is it says that we not only have joy in Jesus, we also, because we have joy in Jesus, can rejoice when bad things happen to us. We can rejoice in our tribulations.
所以第五章讲到我们不但可以因为耶稣而得到喜乐，我们也可以因为他的缘故，在苦难当中我们还是可以喜乐。
So then the last part of Romans 5 is telling us that because we are joined to Jesus, then nothing can ever separate us from God's grace.
所以第五章最后讲到说，因为我们已经跟耶稣联合了，所以没有什么可以夺走耶稣要给我们的恩典。Now,
if you haven't read these chapters yet, then my challenge is I want you to play catch up this week and read all the way from chapter 1 through chapter 6.
如果你还没有读的话，我要挑战各位接下来这礼拜
Because chapter 6, believe it or not, I think is the most important chapter in the whole Bible for Christians to know how to live their Christian life.
把第一章到第六章读过，因为罗马书第六章大概是全圣经当中最重要的一章哦，教我们基督徒要怎么样活出我们的生命。
Because all Christians struggle with knowing how do we live our Christian lives.
因为每一个基督徒都会挣扎，到底要怎么样才能活出基督的生命。
We know God wants to give us His grace, but we don't know what that grace means in our lives as we battle against sin.
我们知道神要给我们恩典，可是在我们生活当中，我们常常不知道怎么样让这个恩典可以应用在帮助我们来对付这个罪的问题。
So chapter 6 tells us that if we believe in Jesus, we are joined to Him, and what He did, then becomes our experience as well.
所以第六章说我们已经与基督联合，所以耶稣为我们所做的，我们都可以同样去经历。
Jesus died a death for sinners.
耶稣为罪人而死。
So then we who are Christians then also died to sin in our own lives.
所以我们罪人也是在我们的生命中是向罪死去。
Which means that sin no longer has to master us.
所以罪已经不能再做我们的主人。
Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
耶稣已经从死里复活。
So those of us who are joined to Him then are also raised from the dead, and the point is, we can walk in a new life.
所以跟耶稣联合的人也可以复活，而且重要的是我们可以活在新的生命当中。
So that's where we've come over the last 2 weeks in Romans, up to this point where we're now in chapter 6, and we realize that through Christ we have the power to live a new life.
所以啊，从一到六章就是在讲这些重点。我们知道，透过耶稣的大能，我们可以活出新的生命。
So have any of you had an opportunity to share any of these truths in the past week or two with people about how Jesus has the power to help us live a new life?
所以过去这一两个礼拜，你们有没有机会跟别人分享说耶稣的大能可以让我们活出这个新生命呢？
We'll spend some time sharing.
我花一点时间来分享一下。
Anybody want to be first?
有没有人想先分享？
Whenever somebody has nothing to say, they always look down.
通常不想讲话的人都会赶快低头。
Stop looking down. No, does anybody have anything they'd like to share?
有没有人有什么感想？
Eric?
Okay. A little bit about motivation. Why are we motivated to obey God? What should be our motivation? But I think the gospel should be our motivation to obey God because of the free gift that Christ gave us. And out of that, we can walk in newness of life. Because we've been set free. So it's not bad to be a slave. It's just a question of who are you a slave to? Are you a slave to your sin? Are you a slave to
Do you want to translate that? No, you
don't. But I think being a slave to God is, if we're going to be a slave to anything, we should be a slave to God.
Okay, I'll try and translate a little bit. Eric, 刚刚说的，他说我们来看罗马书第六章的时候，第六章的时候，保罗问了我们两个问题。第一个问题就是，如果我们接受了神的恩典，我们需要继续走在罪中吗？他说不可以。为什么呢？因为我们跟耶稣联合在一起，因为耶稣基督替我们的罪死，现在也可以算在神的眼中，我们的罪已经死掉了。因为耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候，他把我们的罪在他的自己的身上。因为耶稣基督第三天从死里复活，现在每一个信靠耶稣基督的人已经与耶稣同复活了，所以这个就是为什么我们现在有新的力量可以胜过我们每一件试探。所以有一些人他们误会神的恩典，他们觉得哦，如果神很爱罪人，如果他很愿意赐给我们他的恩典，如果我要继续犯罪，没关系啊，因为神是有恩典的神。所以第二个问题就是在这个罗马书第六章第十五节，他说，因为我们现在不是在神的法律以下，我们现在是在神的恩典以下，我们需要继续犯罪吗？他说不行，不可以。因为我们现在是神的恩典的仆人， 我们不是罪的仆人，我们是神的恩典的仆人，所以这个是他的恩典。 Anyone else? Okay, the challenge for next week is to read through week 3, chapters 7 through 9. Okay?
下礼拜的挑战是读罗马书七到九章。
And you will find the reading plan on the back.
可以在这张卡片上找到进度。
So today we want to continue our study of John chapter 17.
今天要继续来讲约翰福音十七章。
So let me ask you if you have a Bible to turn to John 17. We're going to look at verses 13 through 21.
请大家翻开圣经，我们要读约翰福音十七章十三到二十一节。
And Eric, if you can grab Bibles and hand them in the back to make sure that everyone has one.
那没有带圣经的，我们后面有几本圣经。
Okay, great. In John chapter 17, verses 13 through 21, Jesus is continuing his prayer before the Father.
在今天这段经文当中是耶稣向天父祷告的一部分。
So I'd like to ask two people to read, one in English, one in Chinese, John 17, 13 through 21.
请两位帮我们念，一位念英文，一位念中文。约翰福音十七章十三到二十一节。
Who'd like to read the English? Okay, Abby. And who'd like to read the Chinese?
谁要帮我们念中文
？Eric? No. Okay. 、okay, Helen. Let's have English first today. 21.
我现在往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样。我为他们的缘故遵行真理为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Everyone look at verse 14 again.
请大家再看一下十四节。
Jesus says something about himself, and he says something about every believer in Jesus. What is that?
耶稣讲到他自己怎么样，也讲到说信他人怎么样。
Okay, 请说。
Hated by the world.
Okay, but before he, yes, that's true. He actually says two things. He says that he is not from the world.
他首先讲，耶稣说他不属于这个世界。
And Christians are not from the world either.
然后基督徒也不属这个世界。
Because they belong to Jesus.
因为基督徒是属耶稣的。
So we took this concept last week and said that basically Jesus is an alien and all Christians are aliens.
所以因为这一节经文，我们上礼拜说，因为这个缘故，耶稣可以算是外星人，我们也算是外星人。
They're not from this world.
不是属于这个地球的人。
Now, have you ever noticed that people hate aliens?
你们注意到，人大部分人都很讨厌那个外来的人。
For example, how many of you have ever seen a monster movie where aliens come from other planets and the aliens are the good guys?
比如说，有多少人看过外星人的电影，然后里面的外星人是好人
？Okay. Okay, Star Trek. Okay, okay, maybe one. Okay.
星际大战。
But this concept of people hating aliens is true in many different situations.
不，真的在很多地方哦，都会很多情况下，我们都会很讨厌外来的人。
Aliens from other planets.
比如说，从别的星球来的人。
Aliens from other countries.
别的国家来的人。
This week, what I had to do is I had to renew my alien resident certificate.
这礼拜我需要去更新我那个外侨居留证了。
Now, fortunately, in Taiwan, they often welcome aliens like myself to be here, and I'm so thankful for that.
还好台湾人很欢迎哦，外来的人哦。
But I must confess that even in Taiwan, which is so hospitable to foreigners, every now and then you find out that there's a little bit of prejudice.
可是在台湾虽然大家都很接纳那外国人，可是有时候还是会碰到一点歧视的情况。
For example, in 1992, we moved into a seven-story building over on Taishun Street.
比如说1992年我们来到搬来台北的时候住在泰顺街七楼的一个房子。
And we were the only foreigners living in the building.
那一整栋公寓只有我们是外国人。
And whenever anything went wrong in the building, guess who got blamed?
结果每次那栋大楼出问题，猜他们都怪谁呢？
You put toilet paper in the toilet and now the plumbing got clogged.
都是你们把卫生纸丢到马桶里面，所以把马桶塞住，现在整个水管都塞住了。
No, we didn't.
没有啊。
You watered your plants and the water came down and got water all over my porch and on all my clothing.
是你们在阳台浇水啊，所以害我们阳台上晒的衣服都湿了，都脏了。
No, we didn't.
我们没有啊。
Evie and I have a black thumb. We can't have plants. We have them for 2 weeks and they're dying.
我跟师母根本都很不会种植物，我们常常忘了浇水，两个礼拜后就死了。
You locked the door to the basement. Now nobody can get in.
他们怪我们说去地下室的那个门是你们把它锁起来，现在大家都进不去了。
No, we didn't. The electric man who came to read the meter did, and they blame us.
没有啊，是来查电表的人锁的啊，结果他们都怪我们。
Why did we get blamed?
为什么会怪我们呢？
We were the aliens.
因为我们是外国人。
Then on our first missionary furlough, we moved to an all-Hawaiian community in Hawaii called Waimanalo.
那1999年的时候我们返国述职，我们就搬到夏威夷，然后我们搬进去的那个地方是通通住的夏威夷当地人。
And we were the only white people in our neighborhood.
当地只有我们一家是美国白人。
And we found out that some of the Hawaiians really had the aloha spirit. Aloha, welcome, good morning.
我发现夏威夷人很热情啊，常常会跟我们打招呼。
And some of the people would never once say good morning, ever.
可是有些夏威夷人他一次都没有跟我们问过早安。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they didn't like the little white people with blue eyes and blonde hair.
因为他们不喜欢金发蓝眼白皮肤的外国人。
Let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题啊。
If you're a white American with blonde hair and blue eyes, and you're walking down the streets of Baghdad today, what kind of reception do you think you're going to get?
我问你啊，今天如果你是一个金发蓝眼的白皮肤的美国人，然后你走在巴格达这个城市里面，你猜当地人会对你有什么样的反应？
Good morning. Here's your pipe bomb. Boom.
早啊，然后炸弹就丢过来。
Well, I must confess that we've just spent a year in the United States, and I never realized how prejudiced I am in my own heart until living in the U.S.
我们过去这一年刚好回美国住了一年，我必须承认哦，这一年当中我发现自己心里面其实有很多歧视哦。
I found out that.In the United States today, there are 12 million illegal Mexican Spanish-speaking aliens.
发现在美国有1200万个非法的墨西哥移民哦，都是讲西班牙话的。
So every time I call a credit card company or call a company, I get this message.
我每次打电话到某家公司都语音都会这样讲。
To continue in English, please press 1.
想听英文请按一。
Otherwise, for Spanish, please press 2.
想听西班牙文请按二。
And I found myself getting mad every time I called anybody.
我发现我每次打电话给人都很生气啊。
When did my country get taken over by aliens?
什么时候这美国已经被外来的人占据了？
Now, here's the thing about aliens. Now, in the US, you can stay there illegally, and that's a different story, okay?
在美国，非法的移民很多。
But in Taiwan, you can't stay.
可是在台湾啊，你如果非法拘留的话，一天都不能多留。
They find out you're an alien and you're an illegal alien and you're out of here.
发现你非法拘留外国人了，马上就把你驱逐出境。
In our last church, one Sunday, we had this guy come up and introduce himself as a first-time visitor.
我前一个教会里面，那有一天有一个人新来的人，他就起来自我介绍。
He was Canadian.
他是个加拿大人。
Just like Vivian, who's with us today, welcome.
跟 Vivian 一样，他也是加拿大人。
And he was an amazing person.
这个人很不得了。
At age 14, he joined a professional hockey team in Canada.
14岁就加入加拿大那个职业曲棍球哦，球队。
And then he became a Royal Canadian Mounted Policeman.
后来又成了加拿大皇家骑警哦。
And then he mastered martial arts.
那他精通武术。
So he came here to spend 3 months mastering Chinese.
所以他来台湾待了三个月想要学中文。
Well, he was having a hard time at the place where he was living, so we invited him to come spend the weekend to spend 3 days at our house.
那他住的地方因为很有问题哦，所以我们就邀请他来我们家住三天。
And Daryl didn't stay 3 days.
结果他不是住三天了。
He stayed 3 months.
他住了三个月。
3 months and 2 days.
三个月又两天。
On a tourist visa that said 3 months.
他的观光签证只容许他待三个月啊。
And I kept on telling him, Daryl, you have got to renew, you've got to extend your visa.
我一直跟他说你要赶快去延期啊，你那个签证。
But he was too busy.
可是他太忙了。
Because he beat out 40 other martial arts, American foreign dudes in Taiwan to co-star with Jet Li in a movie.
因为他打败40个在台湾的外国人哦，然后赢得在跟那个李连杰拍电影的机会哦。
So you know what happened to Daryl?
结果你猜他后来怎样？
He got kicked out of the country.
他被驱逐出境了。
What's my point?
我要讲什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, every single one of us, at some time or another,We have prejudice against people from other places, from other countries.
各位弟兄姐妹，我的重点是我们每个人多多少少有时候都会去歧视外来的人。
We hate people who are not like us.
我们会讨厌那些跟我们不一样的人。
And all of us are prejudiced in some way.
我们每个人多多少少都有一些歧视跟成见。
And Jesus says in this verse that when you want to follow Jesus and you're like Jesus and you're not like everybody else, then people in the world are going to hate you.
耶稣在这段经文告诉我们说，如果我们跟随耶稣，效法耶稣，我们跟耶稣是效法他的样子的话，这个世界世人会恨我们。
Now I learned this at an early age when I was in high school.
我从小在读高中的时候就学到这个教训。
I became a Christian when I was 9.
我九岁的时候信主。
And when I got into high school, I found that, you know, most of the people in my high school were a bunch of drunkards and potheads.
我在高中的时候才发现很多人常常都会喝酒啊，吸毒。
I mean, for example, our valedictorian gets up, to read her valedictorian speech on the day of graduation, and this is what she says. Valedictorian,
就是我们毕业那个第一名啊，他在是致辞吗？毕业典礼上致辞的时候
，You know what she says when she gets up to address everyone and all the graduates？
你猜他在毕业典礼上在那个致辞的时候，他讲什么吗
？She goes, "Hey everybody!"
他说大家好。
We're gonna have a party.
我们要来狂欢了。
And she was stoned.
他根本就已经是。就是吸了毒。
I mean, that was my high school.
这就是我读的高中啊。
And because I wasn't like that, and because I preached the gospel, and because I shared about Jesus, people hated me.
那因为我跟他们不一样，因为我常常会讲耶稣，所以大家都很讨厌我。
They wrote hate poems about me in class and got up and read them in the class.
他们在课堂上写一些仇恨我的一些诗，然后还站起来读。
When I'd go to physical education class, and after that you'd have to take showers, they'd lock me out of my lock, and here I am, I'd have to go naked to class. I mean, everybody's worst nightmare.
那我们上体育课上完，大家都会去洗澡，然后他们趁我洗澡的时候，把我那个放衣服的那个置物柜给锁起来，害我洗完澡以后光着身体去上课。
And you know, when I came home each day, my mom didn't do what the typical moms do.
那我每天下放学回家的时候，妈妈不像一般的那种慈母的形象啊。
My mom didn't pour a glass of milk and get out the Oreo cookies and sit him down and say, "Well, how was everything today?"
我妈妈并不是那种啊，倒就让我坐下来啊，倒一杯牛奶给我喝，给我吃些点心啊，很温柔的问我说，你今天过得怎么样啊？
Here's what she'd do.
她怎么做呢？
She'd light up a cigarette.
她就点一根香烟。
She'd walk to our back porch.
走到我们后院。
She'd sit down.
坐下来。
She'd tell me to sit down.
叫我坐下。
She'd look at me very seriously.
然后很严肃地看着我。
And she asked me this question.
然后问我一个问题。
So what do they do to you today, son?
她说，儿子啊，他们今天又怎么欺负你了？
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I was a Christian.
因为我是个基督徒。
And the point from this passage that you have to see is that Christians are often hated by the world and constantly living in a hostile environment.
从这段经文我们可以看到说这个世界恨基督徒，而且我们所住的环境对我们周遭的人对我们都是充满敌意的。
Now, the thing I want you to realize is that you cannot get out of that environment.
可是呢，我们没有办法脱离这样的环境。
You can try.
你可以想办法去脱离。
You know, people try and get their kids out of the public schools, bad public schools, so they put them in nice Christian schools.
有些人就不让孩子读公立学校吧，让他们去读基督教学校。
We had to pull our daughter out of a nice Christian school.
我们有一次，曾经让我们的女儿本来是读一个基督教学校，后来我们就帮她办休学。
But we had to take her out because I was so afraid of one of the students there.
因为其中有一个学生让我觉得很可怕。
So it doesn't matter where you go as a Christian, you're always possibly going to be susceptible to this persecution and this hatred from the world that Jesus mentions.
所以我们不管处在什么样的环境下，都有可能遇到会有人恨我们，讨厌我们。
Now, historically, Christians have tried to get away from a hostile environment. You know what they did?
在过去有很多基督徒他们想办法要跟这个世界脱节。
They built monasteries.
他们就盖了修道院。
And they built retreat centers.
盖一些那种毕竟中心。
So, you know, men became monks.
所以啊，男人呢就做宣教修道士。
So they went into the monastery to protect themselves from the world.
就活在这个修道院里面与世隔绝。
And some women became nuns.
那女人呢就变修女。
And so they went into the convents to flee the worldly advances of earthly suitors.
所以就住在修道院里面过着清心寡欲的生活。
And so what's my point, brothers and sisters?
各位弟兄姐妹，我今天要讲的重点是什么呢？
Over the years, Christians have misunderstood this passage to think that when you become a Christian, you have to cut off all of your non-Christian relationships and try and run as far away as you can from the world.
这么多年来，基督徒真的误解了耶稣在这段话里面的意思。他们以为所谓当基督徒就是要跟非基督徒的朋友断绝往来。
Now that is not.At all, what the scripture teaches.
可是圣经并不是这个意思。
Look at 1 Corinthians 5, verses 9 through 13.
他看一下哥林多前书5章9到13节。
Who'd like to read this for us?
谁帮我念一下？
1 Corinthians 5, 9 through 13.
哥林多前书5章9到13节。
Let's hear it in one language. 不管你要念中文或是英文，有没有一个自愿？
在教会的圣经是在296页。
Yes, 中文第五章第九节到第十三节。 Here's what happened. Paul had written an earlier letter to the Corinthians.
保罗先前写了一封信给哥林多人。
You see verse 9, I wrote you in my letter.
第九节他说我先前写信给你们说。
Well, that letter's not in the Bible.
不过这封信并没有在圣经里面。
You want to know why?
为什么呢?
Because the church lost it.
因为教会遗失了。
I'm always losing my keys. Allison's losing her wallet. You know, the church lost the letter.
像我常常掉钥匙啊，我女儿常常会掉皮包。那这个教会呢，把保罗的信给弄掉了。
Well, in that letter, he made one statement, and we know what he wrote.
那在这一封遗失的信里面，他写了一句话，我们知道这句话是什么。
He wrote in his letter one sentence.
他在那封信里面有一句话这样说。
Do not associate with immoral people.
不可与淫乱的人相交。
And so the church in Corinth misunderstood that to mean, oh my goodness, you know, I know all these immoral people in my neighborhood. You know, they're living together and they're doing all these things. And so I can never talk to them anymore.
所以哥林多教会人误会了这句话的意思。他们想，糟糕了，我邻居有很多人都是过着很淫乱的生活啊，同居啊，或者就是很败坏的生活，怎么办？我都不能跟他们来往了。
So in verse 10 he says, I didn't mean with the immoral people of the world, or with the covetous or swindlers of this world, or with idolaters, because then you'd have to go out of the world. You'd have to get on a spaceship and go to Mars or Venus or Saturn.
所以保罗在第十节说，我这句话并不是指这世界上所有行淫乱的人，所有贪婪的、欺骗的、拜偶像那些人。如果是指这些人的话，那你们一定要离开世界才有可能办到了。
No, no, no. Look at verse 11.
你看第十一节。
I wrote to you and said, don't associate with somebody who calls himself a Christian if he continues to live blatantly and openly in an immoral lifestyle. Put that man out of the church.
他说，我现在写信告诉你们，更正，跟你们讲清楚，就是如果有基督徒，他自称是，如果有自称是基督徒，可是他活出淫乱的生活，这种人千万不能跟他来往。
And so Paul says of that person in 1 Corinthians 6, if he says he's a believer...But he's acting like an unbeliever, and he's rejoicing in that. He's not a believer.
如果保罗在第六，哥林多前书六章有讲到说，如果有一个人说他是基督徒，可是他行为根本不像基督徒，而且还自以为很得意的话，这个人根本，这种人根本不是基督徒。
Now, please don't misunderstand me.
请不要误会我的意思。
All of us, even who are Christians, we continue to sin.
我们基督徒还是常常会有犯罪。
We're not perfect.
我们不是完美的。
Paul is not saying, take every imperfect Christian and then run away from them or kick them out of the church. That's not what he's saying.
保罗并不是
He is not saying to kick out all of the imperfect Christians out of the church.
保罗这边的意思并不是说把教会里面所有不完美的基督徒都赶出去。
There's a difference between a Christian who's repentant, who sometimes falls into sin and then hates himself, and then confesses it, and then repents and says, Lord, I don't want to do that again, and then comes back to church and praises God that we can receive His grace. There's a difference between that kind of person and then somebody who says, I'm just going to continue to live my sin.
这种保罗这边讲活在罪中人跟那一种犯了罪会悔改会忏悔然后想要从改过自新的基督徒是不一样的。
But there's another point that Paul is making from this passage I want you to see.
不过保罗在这段经文还有另外一个重点。
And that point is that Christians should be associating with people in the world.
就是基督徒必须也应该跟这世上非基督徒来往。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Because Jesus welcomes sinners to himself. We who are Christians ought to welcome sinners to Jesus.
因为耶稣常常跟罪人来往，所以我们跟随耶稣的也应该要跟罪人来往。
So what about you?
各位呢，你们是怎么做呢？
When was the last time you welcomed a gambling addict or an idolater or a prostitute for lunch?
你们曾经邀请赌徒或者是妓女卖淫的人去吃饭吗？
Do y'all remember last year the church helped us rescue three of my friends and their families out of prostitution?
大家记不记得去年教会帮助我在泰国帮助三个朋友重新出发。
They were married.
他们都是已婚的人，可是后来出卖肉体。
And不是出卖肉体，
就是他们卖淫为生。
They were married. They had kids.
他们都是已婚有孩子的人。
And they were selling their bodies to buy bottles for their babies.
就是他们呢去从事卖淫的行业，为了就是要来养家活口。
Now before our church gave the money to help rescue these guys and get them started in different jobs, I invited my family to eat with one of the prostitutes and his family.
在我们教会奉献金钱给他们帮助他们改业之前呢，我们曾经有一次我们全家跟其中一位的家庭来吃饭。
So we invited them to go to this really nice restaurant, seafood restaurant called Lobster Pot.
我们就邀请他们去一家很好的海鲜餐厅吃饭。
Now, before we go, I'm telling Martin, I'm telling Allison, okay, here's what you can discuss, here's what you can ask during dinner, here's what you can't ask.
出发之前我就提醒我的儿子跟女儿说有些话不能讲，有些话可以讲。
And so we had an opportunity to welcome sinners into our lives.
所以我们就有机会接纳这些罪人来到我们的生活当中。
You know, I've met someprofessing Christians who have a really hard time with that.
可是我遇过很多基督徒，他们却不能接受这样的一个情况。
They would have never taken their family and their kids to the most immoral city on the planet, to Pattaya, Thailand, to try and reach sinners with the gospel.
他们绝对不会携家带眷哦，到这个全世界最淫乱的那个城市泰国的 Pattaya 这个地方，跟罪人一起来吃饭来往。
Well, brothers and sisters, unless you love doing things like that, then you don't understand the gospel.
可是你必须要愿意来乐意来做这样的事情，你才能够明白福音真正的原道理。
You know what the reputation was that Jesus had?
你知道耶稣当初被人家说是怎么样吗？
From all of his partying pagan and prostitute friends. From all of his partying pagan prostitute friends who used to all come to Matthew's house on the weekends and hang out.
耶稣当年啦，就是常常跟那些罪人啊、税吏啊、妓女那边吃饭啊。那
he got a reputation.
结果这就是好像声名狼藉啊。
The friend of sinners.
所以大家都说这个人是罪人的朋友。
You know, Jesus was amazing because he loves sinners.
耶稣真的很不得了，他爱这些罪人。
Big sinners.
大罪人
，little sinners，
小罪人
，money lovers，
或者爱钱的人
，foul mouth sinners，
或者是满口粗话的人
，rich loving money sinners，
或者爱钱的罪人
，poor thievy sinners，
或者贫穷的罪人。
You know what Jesus said to them？
你知道耶稣对他们说什么
？I love you。
他说我爱你们。
Come sit down, have a meal with me。
你们坐下来跟我一起吃饭。
And what's the meal？
吃什么饭呢
？Jesus。
就是吃耶稣。
And don't misunderstand me.
可是不要误会我的意思。
I'm not saying Christians are cannibals, that we cut his body up into little pieces and that.
我不是说
好吃，
我不是说我们基督徒是吃人的，把人的身体剁碎来吃哦。
But Jesus said these words.
可是耶稣。
耶稣说这话 ，Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me.
可是耶稣说，你们若不吃我的肉，喝我的血，你们就与我无份了。
What did he mean?
这是什么意思呢？
He means, unless you take the time to remember that his body was broken for you, and his blood was shed for you so that God can welcome you back, you have nothing to do with the true God.
他说，你必须要能够来吃他为我们剥开的身体，来喝他我们流的血，才能与神有份。
So when we look at John chapter 17, you have to realize that what Jesus says here is true, but it's not the whole story.
所以我们看约翰福音十七章这边，耶稣讲的这些话是对的，可是并不是整个真理的全貌。
Christians will be hated by the world.
基督徒确实会被世界来仇恨。
But also, many sinners will be loved by Jesus and loved into the church.
可是很多罪人也会被教会、被耶稣来吸引。
And so both of those perspectives are equally true from different passages in Scripture.
所以我们从圣经不同的经文，我们看到这两个，从这两个角度来看都是对的。
What's my point?
我今天的重点是什么呢？
Don't think that just because a person is a non-Christian that they're going to hate you. That isn't true.
不要以为这个人不是基督徒，他就一定会恨你。这不是真的。
Sometimes it happens.
有时候
they will hate you.
有时候他们是会恨你。
Just because you're a Christian.
因为你是基督徒的关系。
But not always.
可是不见得。
Because there's a lot of sinners out there that are so excited to hear that there is a God who loves them and forgiveness is possible and fellowship with God is a fact that they're willing to respond to that message. And that's the great news, isn't it?
因为有很多的非基督徒，他们很乐意听到说神爱他们，并且愿意赦免他们的罪。
That the gospel is for sinners.
这个福音是要给罪人听的。
It's not the people who are well who need a doctor. It's people like me who are sick.
健康的人不需要医生，是像我这样生今天这样生病的人才需要医生。
Every time I fly on a plane, I get the creeping crud, and then I can't talk for 2 weeks.
我每次啊搭飞机哦，就是都会影响到我的声带，两个礼拜不能讲话。
I need a doctor.
我需要医生。
Thank God we have a doctor in the house.
还好我们在座有一个医生。
I'm a sinner.
我是个罪人。
I need a savior in my life.
我的生命里面需要一个救主。
What about you?
那你呢？
Do you love the world?
你爱这个世界吗？
Does the world hate you?
这个世界恨你吗？
You know, sometimes people hate Christians for the wrong reasons. They hate Christians because Christians can be mean and prejudiced and petty.
那有些人恨基督徒，可是他们其实啊，这个理由很正确哦，因为有些基督徒很凶，然后也是很多的偏见跟歧视。
No, Jesus is saying, the people who hate you, who are in the world, hate you because you love.
是耶稣说，世人恨你们，是因为你们心里面有爱。
Because you're full of love.
因为你们心里面充满了爱。
Don't you see how what Jesus says goes against everything that you've been taught as a child?
看耶稣讲的话，跟我们从小接受的教导根本都不一样。
Let me show you what you've been taught.
我来解释一下。
You are nice to somebody.
你对人好。
And then how is this person going to respond to you?
那这个人会有什么反应呢？
They will be nice to you, right?
就会对你好。
Right? Okay. You are bad to this person.
你对这个人不好。
You like go to school and you do what Gil Goshorn used to always do and kick me under the table. You know, I hated that kid. He used to always kick me under the table.
去学校上课的时候在桌子底下乱踢人哦。
And so then what do I want to do back to Gil Goshorn?
那我要怎么样对这个人呢？
Every time the teacher turned around, I was kicking him back too. I bought these cowboy boots that had spurs on them, so I could kick him even better under the table.
小时候，旁边同学常常踢我，所以我就穿那个牛仔穿的那种铁靴哦，然后就是有刺的哦。那趁老师不注意的时候，我就赶快回踢回去。
Now that is a fact.
这是一个事实。
That's how the world operates.
这世人就是按照这样的原则在做事。
You be nice to me.
你对我好
I be nice to you.
我就对你好
You be mean to me.
你对我不好
You just wait, I'm going to get you back.
你就要等着瞧哦
Here's what Jesus is saying.
可是耶稣说
You be nice to them.
你对他们好
They hate you.
他们会恨你
Why?
为什么
Because you being like me forces them to realize that they are sinners.
因为你这样就等于强迫他们发现自己是罪人
And that is a fact.
这是一个事实。
That when you live as a Christian and love like Jesus does, then sometimes people are going to hate you for it.
如果你像耶稣那样去爱别人，有时候别人会恨你。
I had this friend in college named Paul.
大学的时候有个同学叫 Paul.
And I was nice to Paul.
我对他很好。
I led his roommate to Christ, and he became my best friend.
我带领他的室友信主，他就跟我成了最好的朋友。
And Paul got mad because his best friend, My best friend now used to be his best friend, but now he became my best friend. So Paul hated my guts.
Paul 就很生我的气哦，因为本来这个人是他最好的朋友，后来这个人变成我最好的朋友。
And there was another reason why Paul hated me.
还有他恨我，不喜欢我，还有另外一个原因呢。
Because both of us ran for the office of vice president of our class and college, and I won and he didn't.
Vice president.
因为我跟他两个人都同样在竞选副班长哦，结果我赢了。
And there was a third reason why Paul hated me.
那他恨我还有第三个原因呢。
It's because I was a Christian.
因为我是基督徒。
And he thought Christianity was stupid.
他认为哦，基督徒很笨哦。
So he had three reasons to hate me.
所以他有三个理由恨我。
Now here's what I did for Paul.
那我为他做什么呢？
Paul would get drunk on the weekends.
他周末的时候常常会喝醉酒。
Now this was before his roommate became a Christian. His roommate would get drunk too.
这是在他室友信主之前哦，在那之前，他们两个都一起喝醉。
They always left the door, to their room unlocked.
那他们的门常呢，那个寝室的门都没有锁。
So while they were out getting drunk, I went into their room, got all of their dirty clothes, washed them, and then I filled the refrigerator with food for the next day, and then I made their beds so that when they came home drunk, their beds were made.Their clothes were clean. They had food for the next day.
因为他们周末出去啊，喝酒的时候，我常常就跑进他们寝室里面，帮他们把脏衣服洗干净啊，把他们的床铺好啊，把他们的冰箱里面都买一些食物放进去。他们回来的时候，喝醉回来的时候，发现啊，家里怎么变，寝室怎么变得这么干净
？And you'd think Paul would say, "Hey, thanks, Tim. Thanks a lot."
你想他会跟我说，哎，谢谢你啊。
You know what he said?
你知道他怎么讲吗
？I hate you, Christians.
说我讨厌你们基督徒。
This went on.
那这个情形继续下去。
For 6 months.
持续了六个月。
And then one day.
后来有一天。
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
早凌晨两点的时候。
Here's what I hear.
我就听到这个声音。有人敲门了。
I get up. I open the door.
我就刚睡眼惺忪的起来开门。
Paul.
结果是 Paul.
It's 2 a.m. in the morning.
现在是凌晨两点哎。
你有什么事？
What do you want?
So what do you want? And he said, I can't take it.
他说我受不了了。
I'm like, you can't take what?
你受不了什么？
I can't take you.
我受不了你。
I can't take you another day.
我一天都没办法容忍你啊。
And I'm like, Paul, what have I done to you?
我在想说我做了什么吗？
You have been nice to me for 6 months.
你已经对我好了六个月了。
And I have hated you.
我很讨厌你。
And I've hated all you Christians.
我讨厌你们基督徒。
And I hate your Bibles.
我讨厌你的圣经。
And I can't take it anymore.
我再也受不了了。
I can't live with myself.
我不能够忍受我自己了。
I have to become a Christian.
我必须要成为基督徒才可以。
So he became a Christian.
后来他就信主了。
You see, brothers and sisters, the gospel has power.
各位弟兄姐妹，福音是有能力的。
It is true what Jesus says. If you live like him, people will hate you.
耶稣讲的没有错，如果你活出耶稣的样子，别人会恨你。
It's possible your boss will persecute you.
老板可能会迫害你。
Your family will kick you out of the house.
家人可能会赶你出门。
And your boyfriend, who you no longer agree to sleep with, will say, "That's over, chico."
那不想跟男朋友上床以后，他可能就要跟你分手了。
But that's the gospel.
可是这就是福音。
And that's the truth.
是真理。
And this is the Savior we celebrate.
我们所庆祝的就是这样的一位救主。
He's not of this world.
他不属于这个世界。
And if you believe in him, you won't be of this world either.
如果你相信他，你也不属于这个世界。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we do thank you that you're such a wonderful Savior.
主啊，感谢你才来一个这么美好的救主。
You're not like us.
跟我们不一样。
But we need to be more like you.
可是我们需要更像你。
So that the world will know that you were sent into this world by the Father.